FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Gray, I Will Rise Again. We are messengers. Everything comes alive. Good morning to you at 747.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny and humid, breezy too, high 83, lows near 63 tonight, and partly cloudy on the overnight. Then it looks sunny, humid, and 84 for the high tomorrow. Right now, it is 70.
Our very special guests today, Dr. John Pugh and Rodney Mulholm, are both from Christian Counseling of Lancaster County. And guys, since we spoke last time, our listener Lisa called and said tomorrow night at Ephrata High School at 6 o'clock, the police and the mayor are getting together to talk with the parents and the students about the opioid crisis. And I know you guys are sort of doing the same thing with the church. And Rodney Mulholm is with us. He's a psychotherapist at Christian Counseling of Lancaster County. And Rodney, as parents, as friends, what can we be looking for in our family members and our friends if they are experiencing opioid addiction?
Yeah, there's a couple things we can look for. First of all, keep in mind, people that are already on pain medication is something to keep an eye on. What I have found is people that are on pain medications who are very forward with wanting more. They take their prescriptions very early, they run out very quickly, and they keep saying, I need more, I need more. That is one thing to look for. Another thing would be like needle tracks when it comes to not the prescribed kind, more of what you'd find on the street. Needle marks are something that can be hidden very well. So you are looking at different places, arms, legs, different areas like that. It's also common for people that would have some of those track marks to wear things that would help cover that up so you couldn't see that, like right. Long sleeve shirts, always wearing long pants in the heat. Another thing to keep in mind is flu-type symptoms and runny nose, stomach cramps, diarrhea, dilated pupils, muscle spasm, chills even in the warm weather, and like a runny nose and a slight fever. Those are things overall to just kind of keep a lookout on.
And obviously we can't cover everything in a few minutes on the radio, but you guys have a seminar coming up September 30th, and I know you're going to go real in-depth, and it would be an opportunity for folks involved in the church, for parents, the community to come out and get a more in-depth look at what we're dealing with this opioid crisis. Tell us about what you guys are going to be touching on there.
Yeah, one of the exciting things about this seminar is we try to put on seminars that is what people want to know about. And this was a topic that was hit on very hard. One of the things that I'm most excited about with this seminar and working with a large number of churches in the different areas, a lot of the feedback I'm hearing is we get a lot of information, but we want to understand how to use it, how to implement, how do we do this? And in our seminar, we will actually look at a case study after Dr. Pugh and Dr. Miller go into the information and talk about how to do things. We're going to look at a case study, we're going to work on it together, and we're actually going to help train pastors, counselors, anyone interested in this of what to look for, and all of it from a Christian perspective.
So it's not just the statistics. You guys are actually going to look at a case. It's going to be very in-depth, something that folks will leave feeling like they're equipped to help.
Very in-depth, and I like to emphasize, our goal is to have fun with this, educate, and to really learn something, not just statistical information.
Right. It's coming up September the 30th, the Opioid Crisis, a Christian Counseling Perspective. It's at the Bible Fellowship Church of Ephrata, and Dr. John Pugh is with us. And John, from a Christian perspective, how do we deal with this opioid crisis?
Well, I think there's a lot of things we have with what Jesus gave us and his word. He left the disciples with the information that he would give us the Spirit. And the Spirit is way ahead of us here. In fact, the reason why people use opioids is because they're looking for some kind of relief. And it's interesting that not just everyone who takes pain relief medications become addicted. There's other reasons why people become addicted. There may be emotional, spiritual issues involved. There's basically two strands of addiction. There is the pain relief type, the oxycodone, hydrocodone type. There's also the heroin type. As I said before, the brain does not distinguish the difference between emotional and physical pain. So some people who may be on pain relief medications for physical pain may also have an emotional issue that this seems to satisfy as well. And that's why some become addicted and others do not. And I know the medical community has gotten new guidelines to use for the purpose of preventing addiction with these drugs. But I wrote a book called Christian Counseling Formation. And Chapter 6, I cover a broad base of topics and how we might meet those needs. But in Chapter 6, we call it the feel-good stimulation seeker. And there we look at the issues involved. And often what we find is that the background in the family usually has a lot to do with why people end up using drugs. One man was involved with a situation where as he was growing up, his father was an alcoholic, never learned how to be a father himself. He ended up marrying early in life, and he worked in construction where he abused substance. And then when he went home, he would also abuse substance before he went home. The concern was that one time he always became so intoxicated that he would become inebriated. So therefore, he would have someone bring him home. And on one occasion, the person that brought him home was not his wife. His wife became very incensed, so they came for counseling. But I found that simply talking about trying to avoid the substance was not the answer. The real answer was that he needed to learn how to become a father and learn how to become involved in that so that he would find his own emotional needs met by his role in the family. When he was able to do that, he was able to quickly overcome. He had tried many different methods to try to overcome his addiction. But when he found his emotional needs were satisfied, then he could finally let go of the addiction he had.
Christian Counseling of Lancaster is having a seminar coming up, The Opioid Crisis, a Christian Counseling Perspective. It's at Bible Fellowship Church of Ephrata. Registration begins at 8:30, and you guys have breakfast there as well.
Right.
And it goes until noon.
Right.
And John, who is this for? What kind of person would want to come out to this seminar? Who is this going to be geared towards?
This would be for anyone, basically, who has an interest in helping other people, and especially those of the Christian community. The church, the pastors, the church workers, and parachurch workers that need to be involved.
And the best way they can sign up, and there is a cost involved, we should mention, the best way they can sign up is online.
Right. They go to cclconline.org, and there's a link there where they can go to where they can find all the information they need.
Once again, the seminar is coming up. It's September the 30th. It's happening at Bible Fellowship Church of Ephrata. Registration begins at 8:30. It goes until noon, and you could sign up online. Go to cclconline.org. John, Rodney, and Mark, thank you so much for being with us today and give us some insight into this crisis.
It was great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Back to the music. We go with the City Harmonic.